The Republican National Convention is just days away. We'll be broadcasting from Cleveland next week. Can't wait. But some top Republicans, for instance, any of the past Bush presidents and the once and future President Jeb Bush, are going to skip it.
And many politicians are skipping it in protest of Donald Trump, the presumptive nominee. Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee will be at the convention. She will be speaking there, and she joins us via Skype from Washington. Congresswoman, welcome. And what do you say to some of your fellow Republicans, including former nominees Mitt Romney and John McCain, who are not going to Cleveland?
Well, I have to tell you, I think that you have to remember that when we focus on personalities, we lose. When we focus on principles and people, we win. And that is what these individuals should do. Basically, I look at them and say, get over yourself. Shake it off. They need to realize that this is about getting the country back on the track. 85% of all Americans think the country is on the wrong track, and it is imperative that we communicate to them why Republican principles are the best way for getting back on track.
And to that end, what would you say to Donald Trump, your presumptive nominee, about how to do that, how to unify the party and bring some of these people who are a little unsure about him into the fold?
Listen more, talk less, support the party platform.
Talk less. That's going to be tough for a presidential nominee, isn't it?
Oh, I tell you what. Sometimes when you listen more and talk a little less, and it always pays off.
So when we spoke to you in Tennessee, right before the primary in Tennessee, you said that as a mom and a grandma, that some of the things that Trump had said made you a little uncomfortable listening to them. Do you think that he's moderated his tone enough to your satisfaction?
I think he has moderated his tone. I think he is listening more and he is responding more. You know, just as we talked in Tennessee, there are three issues that are out there. You have national security, jobs and economic security, and retirement security. And with women, security issue is number one. And I can certainly understand that. First and foremost is they want to make certain that their communities are secure, that our borders are secure, that they aren't having to worry about the threat of ISIS. It's the number one issue with women. Women are going to be the determining factor in this election season.
So to that end, what do you think about the people that have been talked about as a potential Trump VP nominee, Newt Gingrich, Mike Pence, and Chris Christie?
I think that what people are looking for in a ticket is leadership. And gender is not a qualifier for leadership. They're good people. They're good people.
Do you have a favorite of them?
I don't. I think Mr. Trump is going to choose someone that he feels like best balances him and the ticket and make certain that we win in November.
If it's you, would you accept?
Of course I would accept.
I want to ask you about one more thing. It's a letter that you circulated to some members of Congress this week calling the Clinton Foundation a lawless pay-to-play enterprise. Now, some people will hear that, and after years of investigations into Benghazi and the emails, we'll say this is just politics. This is political. How do you respond to those people?
We've been looking at this issue of the Clinton Foundation for quite a period of time, going back to May 2015, when a group of us, 58 of us, wrote the IRS and asked if this was a sham charity. They never even responded. We also have since found out that the Clintons have never filed a 9/11 that allows them to do work outside of the United States for this foundation. And the Clinton Foundation was formed initially, their IRS papers from December 23rd of 97 show that they were filed to construct a library, maintain a historical site with records, and engage in study and research. There is nothing that says something about foreign outreach. So we are seeking answers.
But do you think it's appropriate to be seeking answers to this extent for so many years about every detail of the Clintons' lives when we didn't spend this much time on an investigation into the Iraq war in this country?
Of course it's appropriate. to ask for this investigation. The Iraq War, I'm not sure what your analogy is there. The Iraq War has been investigated time and time again. What we do know with the Clintons is that there are some concerns around the Clinton Foundation. And before the election, it is appropriate that these be addressed. The way grants were given to some of those that were friendly to the Clinton Foundation, the way they accepted foreign contributions that were made to the Clinton Foundation, the way Mrs. Clinton participated in relationships with some of those foreign entities. So, yes, it is appropriate that those be answered. Listen, let me tell you something. People are tired of cronyism. They are tired of elitism. They are tired of there being one set of rules for those that are the elitist and another set of rules for everybody else.
That's Marsha Blackburn, Congresswoman from Tennessee, Republican, who will be speaking at the convention in Cleveland next week. Congresswoman, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.